Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We have a lot more to pay for European goods starting today, including wine, cheese, and olive oil, due to new tariffs that could increase the price of table wines by as much as 40%.
Philip James is founder and CEO of Penrose Hill. It's a top 100 American winemaker. He's on our news line right now. And Philip, who's hurt most by these taxes?
You know, I think ultimately it's going to be the average wine buyer, the American consumer.
How badly and how long could this last?
So, the tariffs are 25% on wines from France, Spain, Germany, and if you like it, wines from the UK. The tariffs with China have been in place for well over a year now. So I think there's no saying, but with Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year around the corner, I think people should expect it to last, you know, at least through those holidays.
So have you already increased prices on your wines that'll give you the cash, you know, like filling stations do? They increase the price quickly to give them cash to buy the next shipment. Have you done that kind of thing?
So we haven't actually. We're in a good position. We make wine, American wine, but we also import wine from around the world, and we have a pretty good inventory in the U.S. But what we also do is, and so the taxes are unusual because it's not every single wine from these countries. It's, for example, still wine only, or wine in bottles under 2 liters. And so what we also do is we import the wine in a large container, and then we bottle it in the U.S. And so a lot of the wines that we make are not subject to these taxes.
Do you have some tips, Philip, for avoiding paying more on some of these wines?
I do, very much. So, I mean, obviously one idea is you can buy and drink American wine or wine from, you know, Chile and Argentina and other places. But if you do want a French or Spanish wine, one of the simple tricks is you can just turn the bottle around. And if the alcohol content is over 14%, the tax does not apply. The tax is only for wine under 14%. It also does not apply to sparkling wine. So champagne or any other fizzy wine still does not have this tax. So, a couple of good ideas there.
Another reason to drink champagne. Philip James, founder and CEO of Penrose Hill, a top 100 U.S. winemaker. Thank you so much.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.